Blog Talk Radio.
Again, as the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Through All the World and Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elma, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us as we share the undiluted Word of God with you. Beloved, these teachings will build you up spiritually, causing you to become an informed and empowered believer. So once again, I'm extending an invitation to you. You can also write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And also, if you are living in the New York area, or if you have relatives or family in the New York area, you could extend the invitation to them to join us in fellowship at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc. at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412. They can also join us for prayer meeting on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. On Tuesdays, we have our School of Ministry, which we are currently teaching spiritual enrichment, understanding, and operating in deliverance, which is a very interesting course for all Christians. We just want to build you up, and we welcome you to a spiritual enrichment class in association with the House of David School of Ministries. Amen. And on Fridays, we have Bible studies and praise and worship practice. So we have a full schedule every week, and we encourage you to join us as we fellowship. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord, and we lift him up tonight because we love the Lord, and we are doing everything that we are called to do. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue. Let's exalt him.
He is exalted forever.
exalted on high. We just want to glorify God tonight as we give thanks and praise to Almighty God. Beloved, we welcome you to tune in to us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and be blessed by the Word of God. The Bible tells us in Psalm 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Beloved, we cannot afford to live in fear of the things that is happening around us. The Bible goes on to tell us in Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 and 2. "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, fear not." The Lord says, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. We are children of the living God. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." So whatever situation we face, beloved, God is with us. "When you passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee." What a mighty God we serve. So we must understand that as long as we trust in the Lord, keep calm, trust in the Lord, be of good courage. He is our light and our salvation. He is our strength. And whatever we are going through, He will always be there with us. So tonight, beloved, we want to praise God in songs and worship. And we want to express our love for the Lord because He knows our name.
Magnify you tonight, Lord.
He sees.
Praise the name of the living God. He will hear us when we call. Nelson Mandela once wrote, "I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear." Praise be to God, beloved. Those are the words of the late Nelson Mandela. The Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to the Lord. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We praise God. And the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "For God had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So, beloved, we have nothing, absolutely nothing to fear as long as we serve the Lord. As long as we stay calm and trust in the Lord and be of good courage. We want to thank God once again as we continue on this spiritual journey.
Thank you.
Bless the Lord, beloved. Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries Presents, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God, beloved. These teachings will build you up spiritually, causing you to become an informed and empowered believer. We welcome you to fellowship with us also if you're in the New York area. Join us at 199-20 Linden Boulevard, St. Albans, New York, 11412, at 12 noon on Sunday for our worship service. Tonight we're talking about fear. Amen. And we just want to share some scriptures with you regarding fear. Psalm 34 verse 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Beloved, whenever you feel down, whenever you're feeling attacked by the enemy, seek the Lord, and he will hear you, and he will deliver you from all fears of the enemy, beloved. Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5 and 6 says, for he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me, beloved. I just want to encourage you. Let us tell Jesus all about this. Bless the name of the Lord.
He died a few years ago.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell
beloved, praise the Lord. As we continue on this spiritual journey, our lesson for tonight is fear, and we've been discussing that since we started the program this evening, and we just want to continue to share the Word of God with you. And I have with me here a book written by Jake Provance and Keith Provance. The title of the book is Keep Calm and Trust God. And when I look at the lesson, fear, it says, fear may be your greatest enemy. It can steal your joy, rob your peace, and paralyze your faith. It can dull your sense, confuse your mind, and produce irrational thoughts and behavior. Fear can cause us to say and do things we would never even consider under normal circumstances. Fear takes on many forms, beloved. It can show up as a small dread or as a paralyzing and crippling force that renders us helplessly mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever its manifestations, it's essential that we recognize that fear is a spiritual force that can negatively affect our lives and can only be conquered by a greater spiritual force, and that is our faith in the God Almighty. Jesus Christ frequently told people to fear not. You recognize the devastating effect that fear can have on our faith. Fear can stop the blessings of God from flowing into our lives. It's God's will for us to live a fear-free, faith-filled life every day. If Jesus Christ told us to fear not, then that means we have the capability to do it. Did you know that fear not, or variation of the phrase like do not be afraid, occur 365 times in the Bible? That's one for every day of the year. But how do we put that directive into practice? We fight fear with our faith, and we activate our faith with our words. When fear tries to conquer us, or when fear tries to come against us, we resist it with words. Say out loud, Jesus Christ has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Once again, beloved, when fear tries to come against you or try to conquer you, you must resist it with the word of God. And I encourage you tonight, say out loud, Jesus Christ has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I will not be afraid because Jesus Christ said not to. I will remain calm and trust in the Lord. I will not fear. And beloved, I would like you to take this very seriously, because the word of God never lies. And if God tells you, fear not, then you should believe that. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey. Let us pray. Lord, help me not to be afraid, because you are with me. Show me how to think on good things and not on things that will produce fear. Fear is an enemy of my heart and mind, and I refuse to let it steal the peace and joy in my life. Give me courage and strength to face the fears in my life that try to hold me captive. You assured me, Lord, you would remain with me in times of trouble and comfort me when fear grips my heart. I choose to trust in you instead of fear. You uphold me and sustain me. Let me have your peace and wisdom, and when I am tempted to fear, I will look to you always. Lord, you have made me secure, capable and free from fear. I am fearless, Lord, and I bless you for your word in the name of Jesus. And tonight I'd like to surrender all to you, Lord. God bless you. the name of the Lord as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We encourage you to join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as we share the Word of God with you. The Bible tells us in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whatsoever thou goest," or "wheresoever thou goest, beloved." So I just want to encourage you that as long as you trust in the Lord, He will take care of you. It doesn't matter what you're going through. Just stay calm and trust in the good Lord, and He will put you through everything. We just want to thank Him. name of the Lord. Lord, lift me up and place my feet on higher ground. We want to thank the Lord tonight that we can come into his presence and to share his words with you undiluted. We ask you to keep this ministry in prayer. You can write to us at the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. For more information about the House of Christ Ministries, Inc., just write to us. We want to share the Word of God. Thank you. Bless the name of the Lord, beloved. Let us give it all to Jesus Christ. I just want to remind you, there is no fear in God's love. Remember, it is His good pleasure to give you and I His kingdom, which consists of righteousness, peace, and a joy in the Holy Spirit. Beloved, love is a perfect antidote for fear. Once again, love is the perfect antidote for fear. And faith dispels all fear from your life. Therefore, place all your faith and trust in God. And I know, like I know, like I know, like I know, that He will eradicate all the fear from your lives. Let us pray, beloved. Father God, I thank You for all the promises of Your Word. You are my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are the strength of my life. In light of all these truths, of whom shall I be afraid? Though a host of enemies would encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. For in the time of trouble, I know, like I know, like I know, You will hide me in Your pavilion. You will set me up on a rock, beloved. Hallelujah, praise God. Because You are my refuge and my strength. Dear Father, You are a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, I will not fear. Thank You, Lord, for always being with me. In Jesus' name I pray. The Bible says in John 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, beloved, neither let it be afraid. God bless you. Join us again on Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we ask that you share this program with someone. God bless you, and good night.